Elvis is out in cinemas today. It is absolutely fantastic. If you're considering going to see it, we would highly recommend. And we actually have a Central Queenslander on the phone with us right now who's in the movie, who plays Elvis's mum, Gladys Presley. Helen Thompson, welcome.
Lovely to talk to you, Cliffo and Gabby.
It's so good to have you on the show. We met Olivia De Jong last week and we said to her, because she's similar to you, you know, she's just an Aussie girl, you're a Central Queensland girl, are starring in a Baz Luhrmann epic opposite Austin Butler as Elvis and, of course, Tom Hanks. This is pinch yourself, yep, dream come true stuff.
Yeah, look, it really is. You know, I couldn't quite, when my agent called me to tell me that I had the role, I said, no, I haven't. And she said, yeah, you do. I went, no, I haven't. It literally took me like a full minute to kind of actually believe her. You know, and my first day of shooting was Interior Graceland, wow, with Austin Butler and Tom Hanks. And it was like, oh my God.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Originally, when the movie was announced, Maggie Gyllenhaal was actually coined to be playing Elvis's mum in the film. But was the reason it all kind of changed around and you were given this opportunity because of COVID, or what happened there?
Yeah, well, as my husband says, COVID has been very good to you, Helen. So.
Yeah.
Look, I think the thing was, I mean, I don't know the full story, but Maggie, I mean, I did audition first time round, but I thought, you know, they can have anyone on the planet, really. And I thought, you know, probably won't get it. Then I didn't get it, and it went to Maggie Gyllenhaal, of course. And then, yeah, COVID happened. Tom Hanks got COVID and everything shut down. And then 6 months later, they thought, no, we'll get it going again. Obviously, there's a lot of closed borders. And I think, obviously, what must have happened is they, because Tom Hanks was in Queensland for 6 months, he couldn't go home.
Yeah.
And I think they said to Maggie, you know, you're going to have to stay in Australia for that long. I just think she thought, no.
You're doing it, yeah.
Thanks. I mean, you know, just not being able to be with family and all that kind of stuff. And she had projects in advance. You know, she's going to be directing something. And so she pulled out, and then Baz came to me. So that was pretty good.
Who cares? Who cares why she's out? Yeah. You're in. That's the main thing. And the thing about Gladys Presley, too, is this isn't some fly on the wall like blink and you'll miss it part. And I didn't realize this going into the movie, but Gladys Presley played such a huge part in her son Elvis's life. And they had quite a complex kind of relationship. And really, that relationship explains a lot of, like, the man who Elvis went on to become. So this was a meaty kind of role. Like, you would have had to do your research and really look at the intricacies of that relationship to sort of get that out on the screen.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the thing is, say, like, with Elvis, there's so much footage, you know, because he kind of lived through till 1977. Gladys passed away in 1958. There's a lot of photographs of Gladys, but not a lot of audio, and I couldn't find any video footage.
Right.
So I had a little bit of license, but I really did want to kind of honour her. So I did kind of pad up a bit. So I got, you know, put on a bit of a... got them to Catherine Martin to kind of get me a belly and some bigger boobs because she was a big girl. But yeah, she was. It was an incredibly close relationship. I mean, he was an only child. There was also the loss of his twin brother at birth, which I don't think Gladys ever really, or even Elvis really, kind of got over. To be honest, the presence of the other brother was always sort of there. But he became so precious, and because of their poverty and all that kind of stuff, they just moved from house to house to house. They only kind of had each other and the family. You know, that's why I think Elvis always kept his family. Like, his grandmother lived in the house. Mum and dad lived in Graceland. The mates were always there. He was just, he never forgot his roots. And I think that's one of the reasons we kind of love him. You know, he never ditched people when he got famous. He actually kept them closer.
It's such a brilliant story, and Cliffo and I went away from the movie actually researching so much about Elvis because we just wanted to know more. But on set, it would have been a pretty fun set to be working on. Is there anything that happened that was really memorable for you that you're just going to take away with you forever?
Look, I mean, literally just working alongside Tom and Austin was pretty extraordinary, and Baz. I mean, Baz has this incredible energy, and as an actor, like, if you're kind of a bit concerned about something in the scene before you film it, you go, oh, I really need to ask kind of permission if I can do this or X, Y, Z or whatever. I just go up to Baz, and he had a million people around him all the time, and go, Baz, can I do this in this scene? And he'd go, yes, love it, do it. With wow. always yes. So you always felt validated in every choice that you made. Tom Hanks is incredibly generous. He's just like he comes across in interviews. He's very warm and generous. Austin Butler is the same. One of the most polite young men I have ever come across and wow. the most hardworking. But, you know, because my character wasn't in anything beyond the 50s, you know, he'd be filming kind of a 68 special or some of the Las Vegas stuff. And we just asked permission, can we come onto the lot that day just to watch Austin do it?
Wow.
Because it was phenomenal. And then, you know, like you'd watch the split, which is the screen to the sort of side, and you'd see, so you have all the camera angles on Austin, and then down below they'd actually have the actual footage of Elvis Presley.
Wow,
that's cool.
Exactly the same moves. So you could watch him doing all the moves, and it sound exactly like him.
Yeah,
I feel like I was watching Elvis. Yeah, you know? I feel like all the characters. You just watching the real thing. It was so incredible. And just so good to have, I guess, a movie that's, and don't get me wrong, I love all these, but a movie that's not a superhero movie or a Star Wars movie or something, like a new story being told so beautifully by Baz Luhrmann. Helen Thompson, you play Elvis's mom, Gladys Presley, and of course Elvis is in cinemas today. Helen, you just did a great movie. You're part of something special. Thanks for talking about it with us this morning.
That is my pleasure, and I hope you all go out and see the movie because you will just love it.
And go Central Queensland.
Go Central Queensland. Thanks, guys.